New jobless claims are down, but the trouble is finding a new job when you lose the one you had.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. The number of American workers filing new claims for jobless benefits declined by 6,000 last week, but the Labor Department reports a lot more people are having trouble finding new work. The backlog of continued claims, that's people remaining on benefit rolls after drawing an initial week of aid, has shot up by 122,000 to more than 3.5 million workers. And that suggests the longer-term trend toward a weakening labor market remains intact. In fact, a survey out this week showed that U.S. companies aren't planning on doing much hiring for the rest of the year. And the situation could be even worse in Europe. As Megan Williams reports, the 15-nation Eurozone is feeling the weight of serious debt.
Europe isn't exactly plastered with for-hire signs these days. And given the heavy debt many EU companies are carrying, they have good reason to be cautious. For the past decade, major European companies took advantage of easy credit and borrowed like there was no tomorrow. Now consumer demand is down, oil's still up, and wages are rising to catch up with inflation. EU expert Francis X. Rocca says what makes things tougher is that banks are no longer handing out money like candy.
Companies for a while have been investing, that is to say borrowing, more than they've been earning, and they continue to do that. But now interest rates are going up, growth is down, and so they're squeezed.
U.S. business debt load is lighter. Companies like California's Cisco Systems have saved $500 billion in cash by keeping spending in check. Asian countries like Japan are even better prepared for the slowdown after tightening efficiency and streamlining the workforce. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Investors aren't buying Lehman Brothers' latest survival plan. After executives laid out their new strategy yesterday, the stock lost another 7% on top of the 45% plunge the big investment bank suffered 2 days ago. Shares of Washington Mutual plunged to their lowest value in almost two decades on fears that other financial firms may have to take extreme measures similar to those announced by Lehman Brothers. Those nagging financial fears are hitting overseas markets. Stocks in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are all lower by more than 1% this hour. Asian markets also fell sharply on worries of more bank losses. Tokyo's Nikkei closed down 2%. The Dow will be kicking off from a modest 38-point gain yesterday, a third of a percent. The Nasdaq rose 0.8%. The S&P 500 was up 0.2%. What's an all-American, Budweiser-loving St. Louisan to do when his favorite brewery is bought out by a bunch of foreigners? 10 Anheuser-Busch fans aren't content to just cry in their beer. They're going to court to fight the takeover of their hometown brewery by Belgian beer giant InBev. They filed a federal lawsuit claiming the merged company would violate antitrust laws by monopolizing beer production in the U.S. The suit seeks no financial damages, but does ask the judge to block the deal. Nigeria is one of this country's biggest suppliers of oil, but violence in that West African nation is disrupting the flow of crude. In the past few years, militants in the oil-rich Niger Delta have waged a guerrilla war against big oil companies like Royal Dutch Shell and Exxon. They've attacked oil pipelines and offshore oil rigs. Now the government there says it's creating a special ministry to stabilize the civil unrest in the region. Gretchen Wilson has more.
The attacks have created hemorrhages throughout Nigeria's oil system, slowing production more than 20% from a few years ago. OPEC says Nigeria has been stripped of its title as Africa's top oil producer, overtaken by Angola. The Niger Delta is extremely poor and polluted. The militants say they want local residents to get a bigger share of the billions of dollars being pumped out of the ground. Nigeria's government is eager to stabilize the region, to reassure international investors and major oil importers like the United States. It's launched a new committee to lead peace talks, and the new Ministry of the Niger Delta will oversee development in the region. The idea is that signs of political engagement will placate the militias and get the oil flowing again. But unless living conditions improve, it's unlikely that the militant groups will stop their attacks. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on Global Heroes at Medtronic.com.
We're hearing a lot about energy policy this election, but until some kind of light bulb goes on over Washington, we're largely on our own. To cut back on energy use, a lot of us are now lighting our homes with those squiggly fluorescent bulbs. But as Joellen Easton reports, not everyone is sold.
Carrie Lape has a few compact fluorescent bulbs in her Long Beach, California home. She wants more, but first she wants some facts about dimmability and the mercury content.
I don't think there's one place to go and get all the information I need.
So what's keeping Carrie Lape from looking?
I guess inertia. I mean, this is something I want to do, but it just seems like it takes so much time.
The fact of the matter is if they spent 5 minutes online doing some research, it would be pretty apparent.
Jessica Jensen runs a website called lowimpactliving.com. She says she encounters people with questions like Carrie's all the time. She says if people took the 5 minutes, they'd find out there are lots of different kinds of CFLs, both dimmable and not. But the next question is the big one.
I shouldn't use compact fluorescents, right? They're dangerous. They have mercury. I shouldn't have them in my home.
Well, no. The amount of mercury in a CFL totals the size of the tip of a ballpoint pen, and increasingly a lot less than that. A mercury thermometer has more than 100 times that amount.
So I do think that people have to learn about the product, and we're going through a cycle, and eventually we'll get to a point of comfort.
As for Carrie Lape, she just didn't know that in California, CFLs have to be recycled as hazardous waste. So I jumped in the car with her, and we drove to the local collection center.
What are you dropping off for us today?
A compact fluorescent bulb, a couple of them, some regular light bulbs, some batteries.
Some might find this a hassle, but it just got a whole lot easier. Home Depot now has free in-store CFL recycling at its stores nationwide, no matter where you bought the bulbs. In Los Angeles, I'm Joellen Easton for Marketplace.
And I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. We invite your thoughts at marketplace.org, and you'll find replays of our programs there. Thanks very much for making us a part of your morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.